We are live, Studio One Tracks. I'm Mark Simmet. We're live at the Des Moines Social Club. It's the Come and Go Theater, part of the basement venue, the upstairs part of the basement. Galen Lee is coming up later on tonight, and Awful Purdies are going to be playing for us here in just a moment. Katie is going to speak for the band. Does somebody different speak for the band every time you speak? Or
I'm the one that can't stop talking, so they usually point to me.
So good choice. All right. So I understand this is the 10th anniversary of Awful Purdies. Is that right?
It's true. I don't know when we put this together that we knew it would last this long.
Is it the original lineup?
It is not the original lineup. We've had a couple members come and go over the years, and but this lineup's been together for 5 or 6 years, 7 years. No one can agree, but for a while, yeah.
Well, in 10 years, you would expect there to be some comings and goings, but after 5 or 6 years, you guys must be pretty tight.
I hope so. And, you know, but I mean, mostly, like, you know, if you're in a lot of bands, you start to realize over time that bands can have a lot of drama. And instead of having drama, this band has just like a lot of love. And we're pretty, like, we have to spend a lot of time like checking in and loving each other up before we actually get around to playing the music.
Well, that says a lot about a band. Congratulations on that. Congratulations. Let's give them a hand for that.
Thank you.
Any big plans to celebrate?
We've talked about a bunch of different things to celebrate. We're venturing off on a new project this year. We like to do big collaborations. And so we're collaborating with this intergenerational folk choir in Iowa City called the Family Folk Machine. And we're going to be writing songs with them. And they're going to be arranging them for a chorus and a folk band. And then they're going to also be arranging some of our songs. And that's all going to culminate at the Iowa Arts Festival next summer. So it's going to be a big project of creating new music. And like the youngest member of this band is like 4 years old. Mm-hmm. And the oldest member is almost 90. So it's pretty awesome.
Excellent. Well, here we are live at the Come and Go Theater, Des Moines Social Club on Iowa Public Radio. Please welcome Awful Purdies.
The same old news, not missing anything. There's nothing to lose. If you're out of love, were you ever in it? I pack my bags, but there's nothing in them. They say love, well, it's a many splendor. Love, this strange. Remains. No man should be a mountain you have to climb just to look into his. No man should be a mountain you have to climb just to look into his. Kissed a lot of boys, kissed a lot of girls, kissed a lot of girls. Homeless, faceless girls without hands to hold. Left for the summer, but they never came home. And they say, love, it's a many splendor. Love is strange. It's love. remains. No, no one should be a mountain you have to climb just to look into there. No one should be a mountain you have to climb just to look into there. Baby, no, I thought that you were different, because I thought that you were mine, and they say love, love, love.
Where I've been, you've been beside me through thick and thin. Thank you.
So this is our first time at the Des Moines Social Club. What an amazing place. We feel very happy to be here opening up for Galen. You guys are in for a treat. Her soundtrack was amazing, and we're big fans, so excited.
So we write almost all of our songs, and we're going to play another original here called Voices. Ready? Mm-hmm.
Harsh words coming out of you, saying that she wasn't good enough, saying her friendships weren't true. Why are you so hard, so hard, so hard on yourself? Why is it okay, okay? You wouldn't talk that way. Mirror, it's not the way we see you. Second guessing all your decisions, echoing those childhood derisions. Should be. Why are you so hard, so hard,
so hard on yourself?
Why is it
okay,
okay? You wouldn't talk that way to anyone else. Different than you, they're all making up stories and fighting the voices too. If we could just realize it's something all humans do, then we could breathe, then we could breathe. Why are we so hard, so hard, so hard on ourselves? Why is it okay? Is it really okay? We wouldn't talk that way to anyone else. We wouldn't talk that way. We don't have to talk that way.
Thank you. So that song came out of a ongoing conversation that we've all had with ourselves and we had with each other where, you know, you hear your friends saying horrible things about themselves to you. So my trick is always to agree with them. So someone's like, God, you know, I'm just like such a loser and I can't accomplish anything and I'm fat. And I'm always like, yeah, you're totally right. 100% right about that. And then it sounds completely, totally ridiculous to them, and they realize how just abusive and just how terrible that is to do to yourself. So next time, try that little trick. So this next song is called Two Leather Boots. We were asked to contribute a song to the Iowa City Song Project, which was an album of songs that was commissioned by the Englert Theater in Iowa City, where we call home. And as we wrote the song, it was kind of funny. Everybody was kind of traveling in different bands and also in this band, and lots of things were happening. And so no one actually heard the song until it was on the album, because we'd all been in the studio at different times. And the song's kind of loosely, for me, I think it means something different to all of us since we all contributed to it. But this song, to me, is about how Iowa City helped me find music and decide to make it my life, because you can just like walk down the street in Iowa City and there's people just playing backyards, front porches, everywhere. So, Two Leather Boots.
Day in the graveyard, watching patterns in the snow. Lincoln Pinky's resolutions, changing colors between shows. They share two leather boots. Between them, she wore them out dancing. Then she wore them out dancing. They share one spin circle skirt. Between them, she wore it out dancing. Then she wore it out dancing. Sing through the streets, north side brick streets, womb jug of wine, gold meets the sky. From the hill, burn a circle where I stand. Fireflies rise when feet brush the land, or bed full of books and a broken watch. Hey, sisters sit in a circle, and a circle never stops. Sing through the street. Every porch is a door. Crash out on the floor. Sing through the streets.
North Side Brick Street, boom, jug of wine, gold meets the sky, gold meets the sky.
Make sure my washboard is in tune real quick.
You got that?
Yeah, it's good. Yes. You know that you've played washboard a lot in a decade when one of your washboards literally disintegrates. That's what happened recently. So this is a fairly newly acquired one. Yeah.
Your clothes were so much cleaner before.
I know.
Subpar.
But she knew her voice was her own. Oh, Lila, guys, but you gave your vows to one and you loved. He was a farmer and he was a dreamer like yourself. Oh, Lila, ooh, 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 ooh. Some hens, and you traveled in the war, and you traveled some more just to make sense of what you'd seen. Oh, Lila, oh, life, it ain't no dream. Slipped from this busy world somehow, and I'm singing this song so at least they'll know your own name. Ooh.
That song was about Nicole's neighbor. And we warn people that if you're moving into a new house, you should see if she lives anywhere near you, because if she does, you'll end up with at least one, if not several, songs written about you.
I love how, like...
Not a bad thing.
You're basically painting a picture of Nicole just, like, sitting, looking out her window, like, oh, really, what are they doing? Stalker. Are they getting their mail?
She's inspired by the life around her. Can I say that about you, Nicole? She's doing this because she's tuning her banjo and can't protest.
I should be able to do both, but I can't multitask. I'm sorry.
None of us can.
This is so going to be worth it, I promise.
This next song is called I Don't Know You Anymore.
I hope so.
Don't care about anyone else. Mm-hmm. So fun to be around. Well, I was the one that got shot down. Mm-hmm. All the nights you stayed, everyone got played, but I don't. Hurt me, it's true. Now I don't worry about what you do, 'cause I don't know you anymore. I don't know you anymore. But I'll always love you. I don't know you. Humiliated and ashamed, and you will never take the blame. Dull the pain with what you can, 'cause you could never be a man. Moved all my stuff around. But I don't know you anymore. Across country, across town, you won't always bring me down. 'Cause I don't know you anymore. I don't know you anymore. But I'll always love. But I hope you do.
next song, we did this crazy thing last year, or was it the year before? We ended up taking our old music and writing new music for a play called All Recipes Are Home that Hancher Auditorium in Iowa City toured around the state. Grinnell College and Luther College, they all commissioned this play. So, like, that song and the song we're about to play were performed in seams, and they took on all this new meaning, and it was, like, the strangest, weirdest dream come true to have people play your music. All right. Heartland? All right. Want to intro this one, Nicole?
I'll just say that this was written with the help of my dear friend, Miriam Alarcón Avila. At home, Americana. At school, I'm American. We used to live in Sabinas on the south side of the borderland. My mother, she is a painter. Her landscapes are vivid and bold. Her dark eyes reflect the memory, recuerdos de México. Y mientras caminamos por las tierras del norte, nuestros corazones apuntan al sur. In the north we may stand, still our hearts are directed south of the borderland. Abuelito, he worked in the factory for a dollar and a quarter each day. His worn hands, a distant memory, maravillas the palm is gray. Y mientras caminamos por las tierras del norte, nuestros corazones apuntan al sur. In the north we may stand, still our hearts are directed south of the border. A la vida le pedimos que no. los anhelos se llenen de alas para volar en una tierra sin fronteras.
All right, this is going to be our last song. It's been a joy being here. Thank you so much for having us. This last song, I get to say this on the radio. I get to send it out to Lois Pavelka. I hope she's listening. She's a farmer around where we live, and as we embarked on writing all those songs for All Recipes for Home, our last album that was turned into a play, Lois wrote us a letter and told us about her life, and it really struck me that it's a hard life, you know, being a farmer, but there's a lot of beauty in that never-ending work because, you know, they feed all of us. So thank you to Lois and to all the farmers in our state who are working so hard. These bones while the sun sleeps
work's never done. The more we grow, the less we keep when the work is done.
Much. We're Awful Purdies. Thanks for having us.
Awful Purdies, live on Iowa Public Radio's Studio One Tracks, live tonight at the Come and Go Theater of the Des Moines Social Club. What a great set. Galen Lee is coming up later on this hour. Stay tuned for that here on Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.